This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Man, and hopefully it'll be a great night tonight as people can go home happy, hopefully a little tipsy, and, you know, feeling good after a Blazer win.
Hell yeah.
Because tonight they host the 11th Toronto Raptors from the Eastern Conference. And honestly, these teams are probably comparable. They're probably the same. I think the Blazers have a better roster, you know, overall, but with everybody hurt. Scotty Barnes,
quote unquote.
Yeah, right. Scotty Barnes is the lone all-star that's going to be on the floor for them tonight, and I believe he's playing this evening, but who knows? It's Portland. Brandon Ingram is also an all-star. Quietly has always been one of the top players in the league, but
and yeah, Scotty's not on the injury report.
Okay, good. Well, not good. I mean, I would take him to be out, but the big question tonight is how the Blazers guard the length of Scotty Barnes and Brandon Ingram, especially if we know that you said Ayton's out.
I believe that, let's see, bring up the injury report here. Jabari Walker is out.
Another big.
That's kind of an effect on their shooting because I believe he's one of the only people that's actually been hitting threes lately for the Blazers.
I know. Which is crazy.
Jabari coming off. And Anfernee Simons off the bench pretty successful lately. Anfernee Simons and Robert Williams game time decisions. So
you're talking about three of your bigs that are going to be out. And the one thing you don't need if you're Portland is to lose bigs because – honestly, Scotty Barnes is an unorthodox player, but at the four, he can do everything. He can shoot, he can dribble past you, can finish over the top of you. Like, he's that good, you know, at this point. And so it doesn't look like I'm not seeing anything about – yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. Like, I think the Blazers have a great opportunity to kind of right the ship. Things have not been going well for them. Losers of six of their last seven. Losers of five in a row over the last little bit. So the wheels have kind of fallen off. The Blazers desperately need this game to kind of get things back on track.
I mean, yeah, I don't really care if they win or not. I prefer them to lose. But at this point, they've given up any chance. What do they have, like a 3% chance sitting where they are in the standings to get the number one overall pick? So I've kind of given up on that, not really caring if they win or not. I just want to see something positive from Shaden tonight. I might see Chris Boucher because the Toronto Raptors are so injured that the former Duck probably has been getting in all season for Toronto, probably going to get some minutes here in Oregon. For any of you Ducky fans, so that's a reason to go tonight, I guess. But if Ant's not playing, you want Scoot to get 40 minutes. You want Donovan Clingan to get in there. You want to see the core of this young Blazers team. And absolutely, essentially, that's what I want out of tonight's game. I don't care if it's a win or a loss. I want to see how Shaden, Donovan, and Scoot gel. I want to see if Chris Murray can actually do anything, because that was the 23rd overall pick in the draft, and look at what he's done so far. Pretty empty.
Trash. He's not his brother.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's had one or two good games in his career. Everybody said he was a shooter just like his brother. We ain't seen it. So I hope that we can see something from him. But beyond that, like I said, just the core of young guys. Denny Avdija, of course, he had another great game last week or a couple of games ago for Portland.
He's just inconsistent. That's Denny Avdija's thing.
I'm okay with him being that way, though, because he'll, you know, on a bad night, he'll still drop 15 for you.
No, that's I'm not, it's not even that. It's just like sometimes our three-point shooting's a little iffy, streaky. Like some days it's on, other days it's not.
Oh, yeah, the some game I went
we have
to?
Some days we have we have trouble finishing at the rim.
They
it's
shot
like little 53s things like that.
Against Detroit. 15 of 50. You're right. It's bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, but I think Denny Avdija, the player I keep kind of saying, he's a taller Ginobili as far as how he moves and stuff like that. The only thing is he just doesn't finish the way I feel like he probably should. But mind you, I think the same thing we're saying about Chris Murray, we have to say about Denny Avdija. Denny Avdija is a second year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Player, you know, so this is really his. He was a rookie last year, right?
He's about 5 or 6 years in the league.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a bit older than that. No, this is, I believe, his fifth season. He played like four seasons.
Excuse me. So he's still pretty young. He's only 24. So Avdija is pretty young. Like, so he's still got an opportunity to be better than we're seeing right now. And I think honestly, one of the issues with the Blazers, and this is why we all thought a trade for Jeremy Grant or for anybody would have been good. There might be too many cooks in the kitchen. Hard to find your rhythm every single night when you've got six scores. And, you know, like, I think Scoot has started to kind of fall into the position of defender with Kamara. And so, right, so now Scoot is kind of your best, like, as far as your guards, you know, he's your best guard defender. And then as far as the wing, obviously, Kamara is your best defender there, you know, so, and then clinging down low. So I think if you can really start building with those three right there defensively, if you get three guys that really commit to the defensive end, really, really commit to the three defensive end, I think this Blazers team could be hard to stop. But the issue is, for me, I think there's just too many scores and not enough people willing to take the lead as a defender to say, almost like on some AAU stuff. When you play AAU or when you play for the Olympics, better than that, like Kobe had to take a stance as, I'm going to be the defender. Everybody knows I can score. Everybody knows I can do that. But who's playing defense? You know, Dwight's down low, but who's stopping anybody on the perimeter? We need somebody to come with that intensity. And it sounds like, Kamara has taken that lead as like the defensive anchor for this team. But you know, good defense leads to, you know, great offense in a lot of ways. And so if one of these guys can really commit to playing defense alongside Scoot and alongside Kamara, I think the Blazers would be hard to beat. And for a long time during that streak, we saw defense from everybody. And now I'm trying to figure out where that intensity kind of went for the team, because for that 10 of 11 game streak that they were on, the defense was great. That was the one thing they were hanging their hats on. And now it seems like they seem a little lost on D.
Well, and that's what we've been looking for years. It's what they needed during the Dame years. They needed a little bit more defense. And now we're seeing some of these young guys coming into their own. And I would say it's maybe more luck that Temani Kamara, you know, ended up in your lap as part of that DeAndre Ayton trade from Phoenix. And now he's literally probably, you could say, one of the best defenders, not just on the Blazers, but overall in the NBA.
Oh,
he leads the league at taking charges. He's near the top in steals. Like, he is so good at just
keying. He's going to be first team.
And he's always on the best offensive player for the other team. It's just, it's that unquestionable matchup that, you know, every night, and Temani's going to be able to hold him down. So then you look at like a team like Toronto coming into town tonight, and if you can, you know, guard RJ Barrett if he does play, if you can guard Scotty Barnes' lockdown, essentially you're then forcing everybody else, Chris Boucher and the cast of whatever characters on Toronto, to try to beat you. And I think that's where the Blazers can succeed. But to Cy's point here on the YouTube says, yes, let's win and have worse odds at a number one pick. F logic and common sense. I'm with you, Cy. It is, I know there's, what, only 19 or so games left this year, but it is imperative that the Blazers still go for the best chance at the number one pick they can. So yeah, don't win tonight, please. Just don't.
Listen, I'm not going to act like I don't hear you.
I mean, then we end up with the Chris Murrays of the world, brother. Like, sometimes they hit with Shaden, but, like, I just, the building in the draft is a necessity to Portland's success, but you can't build a number three team in the Western Conference with 15th overall picks. You just can't do it.
Well, I mean, it depends on who that 15th pick ends up being. A lot of times that number one pick, number two pick, it's not the surefire thing that you're looking for sometimes. Sometimes it don't be
like
it's
not
that.
A sure Some, thing.
Sometimes, but sometimes you end up getting a Giannis at 15. You end up getting a Devin Booker at 14. You end up walking away with the CJ McCollum at 11. Like, I mean, so these guys are out there, you know, like deeper in the lottery. So not say that it can't happen, but there are lots of guys who have been drafted. You get a Kawhi late in the first round. Like, these guys are definitely out there. And sometimes we don't know that they end up being Kawhi. We don't know that they're going to end up being Giannis. We have no idea. And that's kind of the crapshoot of the draft. That's the lottery. There's a reason we call it a lottery. Like, could be good. It could
no,
be bad.
Portland,
like,
just usually ends up with the Luke Babbitts of the world instead.
And so. I think that's the thing. Like, Luke Babbitt was supposed to be good. I guess
he's a white kid out of Nevada.
So white kids can hoop. What do you mean? What is Cooper Flagg?
He could shoot. Cooper Flagg
it's like
can hoop.
Every man. There's a white kid from Duke. Like, how many of those have we seen that if we're supposed to come to the NBA and be great? And they were. Not to say that he won't, but I'm just saying we don't know. Like, we there every time the first round pick, that these are supposed to be a sure shot, and it's not that sometimes. And that's just, you know, kind of the luck of the draw.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.